Good evening. Bethlehem's Sculpture Garden, which nests in a shaded hollow on the east side of City Hall, is a favorite spot for residents and friends to sit for a chat, eat lunch, or stroll through the pathways to enjoy the art and the plantings. But beginning June 12th, that's this Friday, from 6 to 8, the Sculpture Garden is the home of the yearly concert series. An eclectic offering of musings and music, the concert series is a pleasant adventure for any warm summer evening. Created by the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, the concert series is one of many artistic endeavors of the commission, and there's more to come. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are now a part of our Lehigh Valley Art Salon family. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, today we chat with Denny Thurman Iyer and Barbara Pearson of the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you for joining us with an impending tornado.
Yes. We're all ready to go home and put our plants away.
Right. Our kids are outside.
But speaking of outdoors, and well, we won't mention rain in terms of the concerts in the garden, but we were talking about how the concerts in the Sculpture Garden are such a part of the summer tradition here in Bethlehem. It's one of those events you look forward to every year. Things like going to the Lions Fiddle Festival or the blues events over in Allentown, and to go and sit in this beautiful garden and enjoy a really eclectic mix of music on a lovely Friday evening is just... You were saying that someone took their first steps there, I understand?
Over the years, we have gotten to know some of the people who bring their families year after year. They become familiar. And I was sharing with you that probably about 5 or 6 years ago, a family came, and the mom had a couple of kids already and was pregnant. And the next summer, her child joined us, and the next summer, her little boy sort of stood up and teetered a little bit and fell down and stood up and teetered, and then he walked. And everybody in the audience just cheered, and he looked at us like, what's going on here? But that's the kind of tradition that seems to have been developed among the people who come and visit with us and enjoy the music, enjoy the garden, and just keep coming back. So the memories keep happening. Mm.
And although there's plenty of seating, we always ask people to bring their own chairs, don't we?
Oh, yes.
To bring their own blankets, place of comfort.
Pillows, blankets, a picnic basket.
Right.
There's always munchies there to buy, food to buy, which is lovely. And you're welcome to bring a picnic along as well, which does make it a very family-friendly evening.
Well, the students from Friends of Liberty Theater sell great big cookies that are made by the Backdoor Bakery. Mm-hmm. Backdoor Bake Shop.
Yep.
And it's nice because the theater students get credit for their community service. At the same time, young people are coming to see the concerts, and they are not shy. They mingle around with the audience and sell cookies, and the money goes to Liberty Theater.
That's wonderful.
Group. So we try to have as many partnerships as we can with the Sculpture Garden concerts so that a lot of different people are involved. And you know, this is city property, so we want as many people in the city to find out about it. Some people don't even know about it.
You know, I don't think I'd ever really stumbled into the Sculpture Garden. I've been aware of the land around City Hall, I think even of the Japanese Peace Garden, but never there until these concerts. That's actually what brought me in.
Well, it's sort of a natural amphitheater. Mm-hmm. It goes down, and some people like it up on the sidewalks. Some people like it down, like right in front of the band. Some people are on the side, sort of playing it cool and what have you. And there's also a kind of a balcony off the City Hall. The police department is right there.
Yes, yes. There's usually, as I recall, dancing going on after once it gets going.
Yep.
Or dancing lessons. I've been taught how to dance by Contra as well as Hector.
That's
Rosado,
right.
Yes, last year we had Asia Jefferson doing salsa dance with the Hector Rosado band, and she was dynamite. Of course, I was there kind of bending arms to get them out to dance, and I you.
Now, the Hector Rosado and his orchestra are back this year, is that right? Is that the
lineup this year is July 12th, which is this coming Friday, the Large Flower Heads. Of course, everybody loves them. Yay. They are the 60s music, and they have their own set of fans, and people come dressed in tie-dye shirts, and they dance. Uh-huh. They are not shy. That's June 12th. And then the next June 19th is Enerjazz with the vocalist Vicky Doney, which should be wonderful. That's going to be a group of five people, including Brian Bortz. And then June 26th is Hector Rosado is coming back. And you were there last year.
We were there last year. Mm-hmm. I remember the concert was dedicated to Lenny Fowler, which was lovely.
Yes, we thought we couldn't erect a monument to her, or there was no way we could show her really our thanks for all that she's done. But we thought a concert with a Hispanic theme would be right up her alley.
Lenny served on the Fine Arts Commission for several years and was also a very generous supporter of the arts all across the valley and certainly within the city of Bethlehem. So this was our way of saying thank you in the way that we felt we could do it best.
And it seemed a really fitting way to a beautiful evening.
Well, she loved the Hispanic community. She loved Spanish food, everything about it. So we partnered with Lorna Velasquez of the Hispanic Council, and we hope to do that again. We are going to do that again this year to get more people to come to the Sculpture Garden.
But when we mentioned that it was eclectic music, it really was. I mean, over the past many, many years, the concert series has always offered something extra special. For example, even the poetry reading of W.B. Yeats was done one year. I recall that very vividly. And, of course, Barbara Dance as well. You were there.
I led some Renaissance dance. We try to get people to get involved and get down and dance. And you know, one great thing is that we have a break in the middle. People can talk to the band mm-hmm. members. People get to know the band members. These bands ask to come back year after year. They mm-hmm. they like, what I think is really special about it is people actually listen to the music. There's mm-hmm. not people talking and standing around on the edges, you know, talking loudly. People are really listening to the music, and I think bands really appreciate that. They enjoy coming to this intimate place where they can be heard and get to know their fans, too.
I hadn't mm-hmm. thought about that, but that's true.
Oh, yeah.
True.
I'm amazed, and you know, they could get paid more somewhere else, believe me.
It's also such a special setting. I mean, I know I enjoy outdoor concerts in the summer, et cetera, et cetera. It can get uncomfortable. It can get uncomfortable in the heat, et cetera. The Sculpture Garden is not only, it's beautifully landscaped, but it's sun-dappled, it's shady, it's comfortable. It's just that right mix. You know, it's beautifully laid out. It is a natural amphitheater, as you said, but it's also just a really mm-hmm. soft place to be. It's lovely, mm-hmm. and a lovely way to kick off the weekend, that feeling of like it's the end of the week, we're all relaxing, it's beautiful with this great music.
Mm. Well, we have a volunteer gardener. Now, Denny, you want to talk about him?
Oh, please do.
Well, Kate, when you mentioned the natural amphitheater, that's very clear, and that's something we're very glad to be able to take advantage of. But in past years, it didn't look quite as nice as it does now. And probably about 5 years ago, one of our members, Clint Walker, who's a master gardener, adopted the Sculpture Garden, and he adopted it with all the energy and wisdom that he has, and he recruited a number of people from the community, a couple of commission members and a couple of people who are not directly affiliated with us, and they have brought that garden back into an incredible showcase of native plants, of specimen plants, annuals, grasses. He also asked commission members to house some coleus in their sunny windows over the winter so that he could come back and plant new coleus for us. He is so dedicated and so talented and such a good leader that he's got this whole mini army of people taking care of it. He's also developed a very wonderful working relationship with Ralph Karp, who's the director of buildings and grounds. And between the two of them, they've made sure that there is water available in the garden, which had never been before. Mm. Ralph takes care of some of the heavier dealings with the poison ivy. It's one of the things.
A labor of love.
It's a labor of love, and it's something that the whole commission is very proud of, and is just one of the things that we do very well. And Clint is responsible for that one.
I was going to say it's a great gift back to the city because, yes, of course, the garden's there year-round and summer-round, not just for the concerts.
Right.
And there are opportunities, actually, for volunteers to help out, mm-hmm, not only within the garden and gardening, but also on some of the other committees.
Absolutely.
Volunteers are always
and activities.
Needed. Yeah.
Yeah. One does not have to be a member of the Fine Arts Commission in order to participate in our events, support the events. So thank you for mentioning that. That's very helpful.
I do want to mention, too, to those of you who may be moved into the area and are not familiar with the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, it really advises the city of Bethlehem in matters concerning the fine arts, including, of course, maintaining and furthering the fine arts in Bethlehem. It also encourages a cooperative cultural enterprise in the community. That's the name of the game, I think, with the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, is community, because everything that is done is with, by, and for the community. So the commission offers a broad selection of exhibitions and educational programs, public festivals and events, all with community involvement in the forefront of their philosophy.
Yes, we have an art show in the Rotunda, mm-hmm, at all the time. There's 12 different shows that are hung inside of the Rotunda, which is where City Council meets.
Oh, boy.
And there's one coming up. I guess Denny can...
We have actually, I think Nancy's show, Nancy Bossert, is it, has opened. But she's having an opening reception this Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Rotunda, if I'm correct. And Nancy's a Lehigh Valley artist. Her show is a selection of works. And the reception is indeed Sunday the 14th from 2 to 4, and that's a public reception. The gallery hours are normally Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, which I guess is roughly the office hours.
City Hall office hours, exactly.
But it makes for a beautiful gallery.
It really does. And there are shows. Some shows run 2 months, but generally the shows change once a month. And we have one coming up in July that's the third of our self-portrait shows. This was a project that was begun by Richard Redd 6 years ago, where he wanted to invite artists and non-artists alike to create an image of themselves in whatever way, in whatever medium they wanted. And that show was so wonderfully popular and really a wonderful show to visit. It was spectacular that it was brought back by popular demand 2 years later. And once again, we'll be coming up in July of this year. And our own Barbara Pearson is going to be one of the artists in the self-portrait show this year.
That's a challenge.
We were reminiscing. We were fortunate enough to be asked as non-visual artists to participate in the last one.
And felt
a little daunted, but it was an amazing show.
Yeah.
It really was. It's an extraordinary mix. I couldn't determine who were the non-visual or visual.
Well, I think that was the brilliance of Richard Redd putting this together, was that we all have artistic abilities and we all have ways to express ourselves. So not being a trained artist doesn't mean that you cannot do a self-portrait.
Right.
And so it brought out a lot of creativity in a lot of people in very different ways. It was a wonderful inspiration.
Well, we do want to mention again that the Sculpture Garden Concert Series begins this Friday, June the 12th, and the Large Flower Heads will be there. The following Friday, June 19th, is Enerjazz with Vicky Donnie, and on Friday, June the 26th, Hector Rosado. So please be there. Whether or not you have a green thumb, the Fine Arts Commission offers volunteer adventures in helping to maintain the Sculpture Garden, and it's a rewarding project, believe me, a way to help this gem of our own community stay lush and beautiful. So we shall return right after this blossoming message.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
We're back, and we welcome Barbara Pearson and Nenny Thurmer Iyer to our program. We're talking about the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, and we want to tell you more about what's going on and what the Art Commission does. Certainly, one of the things that we wanted to talk about, I remember, was the Sidewalk Art Sale of 2015. Now, it completed itself in May of this year, but can you tell us a little bit more about how exceptional it was?
Well, first of all, one of the most exceptional things to me about it is that it was 50 years old.
Ah.
We did our 50th Sidewalk Fine Arts and Crafts Show on May 9th and 10th, 2015, Mother's Day weekend. And for 50 years, this group has been inviting artists and artisans and crafters to come to Main Street in Bethlehem and set up their tents, their display areas. And it's been a wonderfully popular weekend for the merchants, for the visitors. People come and have Mother's Day brunch and wander up and down the street. The artists are extremely happy to be at this particular venue. This year we had 85 artists, crafters who were very, very happy with the weather, which is always often a challenge. This year it was brilliant. But we got a postcard couple of days ago from one of the jewelers who was in the show, who said, "Thank you so much. This is one of the smallest shows I do, but one of the best." She said, "It is welcoming. The merchants are welcoming. The people come and talk with us. I mean, it's just a very good way of, once again, bringing the arts into the community, into everybody's everyday life." So that's one of our biggest projects throughout the year. The people working on that committee, Sandy Gillen is the chair of that committee, and they begin in September to plan for the May event. And every year, for at least as long as I've been on the commission, it has gotten better and better with jurying better, with sending out prospectus better, with just providing support for the artists. So she's got she and her committee have a fabulous way of doing an annual celebration every May.
I was going to say, and it may be referred to as a small show, but 85 vendors and the logistics, that's an amazing amount of work that people don't realize.
Exactly.
And to pull it off so effortlessly.
Yes. It doesn't look like any trouble at all.
No, it doesn't.
And there's also a children's area where the kids can make Mother's Day cards and do drawings. And this year they had blocks that they could build towers. And people seem to come back for the children's area, too. Mm-hmm. They know that there's going to be something offered.
I think, too, it always strikes me as part of that. It's May. It's early May. We've got cabin fever. It's the beginning of spring. It's like kind of the opening up of the street life of Bethlehem again, or mm-hmm. kind of taking back Main Street as a promenade, as a community space. Mm-hmm. There's something really joyous about it and doing it in that way.
And bringing your mother along. Everybody has a mother. Yes. Everybody brings their mother. It's great. Need something to do that day.
Perhaps we can talk just a bit about the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission grant program.
Yes.
Which is a vital part for our artist friends here. Especially in Bethlehem, because of the grants that are given every year.
Yes, we don't have much to give, but what we do give is for arts organizations who present in Bethlehem. So it can be somebody from the Lehigh Valley, but as long as they have some kind of a program going on in Bethlehem, that is the criteria. This year, we're proud to say we have given our grants out already to Satori, the musical group that is 25 years old this year, and they do so much. They do outreach all over the Lehigh Valley and especially in a couple of schools in Bethlehem, which is what we're supporting. Also, for Channel 39 is doing a video of the Grenadier Band.
The
Liberty Band. And that should be, you know, that needs to be done. They need to be memorialized in that way. And then also to WDIY. Our own WDIY has a poetry, what's it called?
The Poetry Project.
Yeah, the Poetry Project, where students have their works broadcast on the radio and also published in the paper.
It's a beautiful program. It's been around for a few years, and if folks listen in the spring, we usually, Paul Willistine and some other folks, usually cover it on the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So we know that there are rules and regs, so you've got to be in contact with the Fine Arts Commission for the upcoming April the 10th, 2016 deadline. Gives you a lot of time.
Yeah. But it always seems like a lot of time.
It seems like a lot of time, right.
But it's on the website, and it's not a complicated process. Believe me, I've written grants, and this one is a very, very simple compared to some other grants that we've all had to write. Yes. And it's a small amount of money, but it does help the people that get it. It's helpful.
I think the thing is, though, with a grant like that, it's always that, having been part of a young organization, too, it's about the support. It's showing the support. Mm-hmm. It's acknowledgement.
Yes.
You've always got, as I recall, I've been to several where there's a gathering to celebrate the winners. It's just that. It's the community, again, saying that this is important to us.
Well, we like to have the city supporting the arts. Yeah. That's what we're all about. So we like to have our name on quality arts projects.
And in the same way, we were talking a little bit earlier, too, about the concert series again. It's interesting. When one does a really good job, it always seems effortless. But you're lucky enough with the concert series to have sponsors, which are a necessary part of any arts programming. Who this year? Who is with you this year?
Well, our number one sponsor, of course, is the City of Bethlehem.
Right.
Which means that we have no overhead whatsoever because they give us the venue. We have forgotten to mention that if it rains, we scamper into the town hall, into the rotunda, and sit in the seats that the city council normally sits in. And actually,
I hope it rains.
the bands don't mind it because it's very good acoustics there. But in any case, the city is providing us with the janitorial staff, the air conditioning, the lights, and then when we're outside, they open the door so that we can use the restrooms. That's a huge amount of support in addition to monies that they give us. Our other sponsors are major sponsor Embassy Bank, Fox Optical, which is a wonderful optical shop on 3rd Street in Bethlehem. The Bethlehem Historic District Association, that's a neighborhood, historic neighborhood, and Barbara Frost of Dory Real Estate. So we can always use sponsors. We've got many people who have sponsored us over the years, and it's how we manage to do these concerts because we do pay the musicians.
I was going to say, and that's so important too, is we know, I mean, no one knows better than the group in this room, that people often forget that it's important to pay the artists, and it's important they deserve to be paid what they're worth, and that's where you don't want to short shrift, and where a producer or a sponsor comes in so importantly.
And they are happy, every live venue that is existing, they're happy for that. They need to play.
We
do want to mention, too, that it's very important that you get in contact with the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, and you can do that very simply by going to info@bfac-lv.org. And you can find out all the information you need to on the grants program, the news and social media programs, the Rotunda Arts Show, the Paint Out, the Photography Show, the Tribute to the Arts, or the Bethlehem Fine Arts Show, and including, of course, the concert series, which I want to remind you again begins this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., in the sculpture garden with the large flower heads.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Picnic basket. Bring the lawn chair.
That's right. it's wonderful.
Bring the tie-dye.
The projects that you all get together. And Denny and Barbara, thank you so much for your continued support of the Bethlehem Arts Commission. And really to all your members and all your committee workers and all your volunteers who create an ongoing enthusiasm for the arts in Bethlehem. We also want to say a special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, for his nurturing care of the radio waves that bring our garden to blossom before your ears. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're quite welcome. Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Far From the Madding Crowd is an entertaining, well-crafted, and satisfying potboiler by Danish director Thomas Vinterberg, who directed The Hunt, It's All About Love, and The Celebration, his landmark breakthrough Dogma 95 theory-based film. The latest version of Far From the Madding Crowd is based on the 1874 Thomas Hardy novel about life among the landed gentry in rural England, far from the frenzy of civilization. The characters in Far From the Madding Crowd are self-possessed, none more so than Bathsheba Everdeen, played by Carey Mulligan, the rough-hewn, bearded Gabriel Oak, played by Matthias Schoenaerts, who is as strong as his name, loses his farm after his sheep herd is driven off a cliff by his dog, the mustachioed, fastidious swordsman Frank Troy, played by Tom Sturridge, is a cavalry sergeant whose betrothed, Fanny Robin, played by Juno Temple, left him standing at the altar when she went to the wrong church. The grimly dashing William Boldwood, played by Michael Sheen, is a wealthy estate owner who seems to stroll into scenes just when Everdeen doesn't need more complications. Carey Mulligan, an actress Oscar nominee for An Education, doesn't disappoint. Emotions wash over her dignified, eager, and empathetic face like sunlight on landscape during a partly cloudy day. Quote, "It is my intention to astonish you all," unquote, says Everdeen. That Mulligan does. Thomas Vinterberg's careful direction, a nuanced screenplay by David Nichols, and especially Carey Mulligan's Oscar nomination-worthy performance lifts the film above mere melodrama. That said, director Thomas Vinterberg's version is subsumed by director John Schlesinger's 1967 theatrical release starring Julie Christie, Alan Bates, Terrence Stamp, and Peter Finch. There was also a 1998 British TV version and a 1915 silent film version. While Carey Mulligan more than holds her own, the males in Vinterberg's version pale in comparison to their counterparts in Schlesinger's film. Casting lesser-known males may have been intentional to shift the balance even more so to Everdeen, making the role stronger, more passionate, and more self-involved, giving Carey Mulligan more screen time, more close-ups, and thus making the role even more central. Far From the Madding Crowd is consummate filmmaking. It's an epic romance in the tradition of Gone with the Wind, Giant, and Dr. Zhivago. Get swept up in it, and buy some popcorn or chocolate to enjoy it with. Oh, and bring some tissues. Guaranteed, you will shed a tear. Far From the Madding Crowd is MPAA rated PG-13 for some sexuality and violence. Opening June 12 are Jurassic World. For baby boomers, it's like summer 1993 all over again when the landmark Jurassic Park was released. June 11, 1993 to be precise. The Lost World Jurassic Park followed in 1997 and Jurassic Park 3 was released in 2001. This time, the Jurassic World theme park is open. Of course, the Jurassic operators can't leave well enough alone. Hence the sequel, starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard in one of summer 2015's most anticipated blockbusters, soaked in bleach. Bethlehem native Daniel Roebuck plays Tom Grant, a private investigator hired by widow Courtney Love to look into the death of rock band Nirvana's Kurt Cobain. The drama is a mix of recreations and archival footage. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.